Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by
Duchess. Hey, how's everybody doing out there? If you're listening to me and you can hear me, then that means we're still here. We're weathering this storm, you know, and we're sending peace and blessings to those who have decided to transition and cross over during this time. Those of us who have a spiritual mind, although we may become sad about things, we tend to understand life's transitions in a different way than just ordinary people do, you know. We realize the blessings in the way things are evolving, even though for some of us it's very painful, for some of us it's extremely scary, and then for some of us we really don't give a damn, you know. We're going to do what we want to do anyway, regardless to what the authorities or the scientists and the doctors say we need to do. There are some of us that don't respect the fact that nature is doing its thing. And when nature is doing its thing, like those hurricanes we see evolving and coming from the oceans, when nature is doing its thing, we as humans, we need to step back, sit back, hold on for the ride, and get out of nature's way. Do what we can to protect ourselves, because we just do not need to be interfering, because it's all a natural process, irregardless to how it evolved. It's a natural process. So, in that vein, I'm going to share some things and some words from other people today. I'm going to ask you, what are you doing in a way to prepare yourself and stay out of the way of nature? What are you doing to keep yourself busy during this time? And holding on. You're being peaceful and doing your best to keep your spirits up, because we know when we keep our spirits up, we keep our immune system up. And we don't know how or when, you know, this thing may jump in. We want to be as healthy as we possibly can when the time occurs, or however it happens. We want to be healthy. You know, we don't want to be, you know, sick and mealy-mouthed and just hanging by a thread in our own physical selves in a personal way. Okay? It's been really wild and crazy. I've been doing a lot of things on Zoom. I really, really, really love that app. That's the most beneficial app that I could have ever popped in on. I go to AA meetings. I have people that I have recommended going to Codependent Anonymous meetings. Some go to Al-Anon meetings because they can't get out of the house and they're stressing out. There are games and applications and a lot of fun things. Last night I went to a table talk, Blue Table Talk. Those of you who know that I went to a retreat in 2018 up in the Malibu Mountains, a Blue Retreat, I told you all about that retreat, and it was phenomenal. So they are having online events. Yesterday I went to yoga to keep up my stamina. I got to exercise this body. I got to do something. I can't go out. You know, I had a bout with gout. I'm having issues with my feet bothering me these days. So it's very difficult for me to huff and puff up and downstairs and walk and keep my circulation going. So I went to a Zoom activity yoga class for an hour, hosted California. Then, let me see, about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I was able to go to a 12-step recovery meeting. All 12 steps, no matter what your issue is, was invited, and there was a sharing there, and I unloaded a lot of stuff that was really getting me down, because even though I'm an introvert, I do have extrovert tendencies, and I like getting out when I want to get out, okay? I don't like the fact that I have to shelter in place on demand. I haven't seen my grandchildren since Mother's Day. That was back in May. We're now in August. I haven't seen any of my friends that I used to go to the pool with. They're all online. So it's nice for me to be able to see people on the Zoom, because I see faces and I have guests. And tell you the truth, I have more people visiting me in my private sacred space through Zoom than I've had in the whole, 10 years that I've lived in the state of Virginia. So there you go. I'm beginning to not only just interact with people, I'm learning how to engage, because that's one of my my false shortings, for lack of a better term. I interact with people, but I have a problem engaging. Now, someone wanted to know, well, what's the difference between interacting and engaging? And I gave them a real good example. I go to the senior center, and most people know me. They know me because I speak to everybody. I go by, say hi, and this, that. They all know, oh, you're here. Oh, it's good to see you, blah, 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 you know. It's like, wow, where you been? We haven't seen you in a long time. So I interact, and people do miss me when I'm not around. But then I have this friend of mine who engages at the senior center. She volunteers in the kitchen. She goes into the game room, and she sits down, and she plays Rummy Cube. She interacts with everybody. I know, she engages, and that's the difference. She does things there, but by the same token, when they see me, if they haven't seen her, they'll ask me, so, where has she been? We haven't seen her around, and they expect that I will know, because she and I definitely engage between with each other. So that's the difference. I am one of those people who is very, very slow to engage. I like people from afar until I really get to know them. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, as our posting said, we're going to talk about becoming masters in this new energy. But we're going to talk about it from the perspective of sharing the wisdom of others. Now, I've chosen a couple of people because I can't share everybody that I have a familiarity with. So I've chosen, let me see, 3 or 4. Next week I will definitely do, next show I'll definitely do, The August Power Path by Lena Stevens. I don't know that I would have time for her today because of the others I want to share with you. When you accept becoming a master in this new energy, you will realize that there are many routes to the same destination. There are many different spiritual modalities as well. And these modalities are in existence in a way that you will be able to create the same outcome no matter which modality you are involved in or engaged in. Back to that word, engaged in. So there are many different spiritual modalities in existence that may very well create the same outcome. You will find that some may be faster than others. Some may be traveling. Some of us may be traveling way up north, northeast, you know, and we may want to travel on the New Jersey Turnpike, while others would prefer to use the Garden State Parkway. If you go into New York City, you may take the George Washington Bridge, and if you don't like bridges, you may prefer the Holland Tunnel. And if you don't prefer tunnels, you know what? You got the George Washington Bridge. In any case, it doesn't matter if you want to put on sock, sock, then shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, then sock, shoe. The mission will be accomplished. Each of your feet will have a sock and a shoe on in the end. So, we're going to visit words of wisdom shared by some of the people I enjoy listening to and interacting with, and some I actually engage with, and learn things from, and apply some of their knowledge or some of their experiences in my life to see if I want to accept them. And if I decide that it's not for me, then I let it go. But it behooves many of us to have an open mind about things. Okay? And I will share some of the thoughts of how to reach some of these people. Some of them, I might just say, go to their website, give you their name, that kind of thing. Okay. Let's start with Uma. I always like to start with Uma because Uma is my spiritual mentor, and she has, you know, lots of things to share and lots of things to share. And she says things that are thought-provoking. And she likes giving her weekly inspirations, and I have two of them here today because her spiritual inspiration for last week just happened to give me something that I wanted to share with you, but I didn't want to leave out this week's thought. She starts out with the quote, "Someday everything will make perfect sense. So for now, laugh at the confusion, smile through the tears, and keep reminding yourself that everything happens for a reason." Most of you who listen to Inside Matters Talk, you've heard me say that many, 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 many times. Nothing happens by chance. We may not understand why it's happening, and the understanding of it may not happen or come to you for another 5 years, but eventually you may know the reason why. Uma goes on to say, it's the simple things in life. As we face the probability of another stay-at-home order in the fall, I take joy in the simple things I can do right now, like driving my car. That's something I enjoy doing. It may take me, this is me talking to you, it may take me a long time to want to work up the nerve. Well, it's really not nerve. It's just I have to prepare so much when I go out now. You know, I got to put on my own personal PPEs, protective, you know, clothes and the mask and, you know, the gloves, and make sure I have my antibacterial spray in the car and my hand washing stuff with me, and, you know, everything I need, and then the bags to make sure I can hoist all of my groceries up the steps. So a lot of time, and then, you know, the gout thing, It takes a lot sometimes for me to get outside my apartment. But once I'm outside my apartment, you know what? I love being out there driving my car. So, like Uma says, you know, you can find joy in the simple things. She can do it right now just driving her car. She goes on to say, when we realize that nothing lasts forever, it allows us to appreciate what we have in the moment. I think 2020 definitely brought us that, many times to appreciate the moment we're in. When I stop to think about what we all went through this year, holy cow, and now as we enter into the eighth month of this year, I'm still in shock. What did we go through? As a professional psychic and medium, people ask, Uma, the obvious question, didn't you see this coming? Well, yes and no. Yes, in that I received my own messages to prepare my house, my family, and my work to be ready for what we went through. And no, in that I didn't know it was going to be a virus pandemic. Apparently, I also predicted these tumultuous times for my clients in January when they booked the annual reading with me. I, of course, had no idea. I saw changes coming, and I reported it immediately. They took my advice and did well for themselves this year. However you feel about this year, right and wrong, good or bad, one thing is clear. We went through this together, and together we shall rebuild our lives when it is finally over. As I sit in the new energy of August, I ask myself, how do you want to proceed with the rest of this year? Do you want to crush those professional goals? Do you want to create more income? Do you want to travel more before a ban is in place? Funnily enough, I love that term, funnily, the answer to all those questions is the same. I desire to just be. I desire healing, presence, stillness, and alone time. I, along with many of you, took a beating this year, and I am happy to admit I am ready for a break and some downtime to just heal. As we begin anew, I ask you to ask yourself the same question. How do you want to proceed with the rest of the year? Some of you may answer like me, and some may not, and that is okay. We are here to live and experience according to our capacities. Just make a decision and a choice based off of what you want, not anyone else. We always have the choice of how we experience things. Choose yourself and honor your time left in 2020 as you want to. I think after all you and I have been through, we deserve that at least. Okay? Now, Uma is having a moon night. The full moon is coming up on, what is it? I believe the full moon is coming up when Monday. And she's having a full moon night meetup where she's going to be doing some meditation and clearing of heart and heart chakras, centering matters. Uma will then proceed to clear attendees of blocks they are experiencing in their personal issues. Everyone gets a clearing. So if you want to attend that particular activity, I believe the cost is $18.18. I like the way she, you know, she does her double-digit numbers, the double-digit twins. And you can pay directly to PayPal, paypal.me/UmaB, UmaBee, 1818. Please note the payment August Full Moon Circle, and send your email so she can send you the link for it. Make sure you put your email in there or you won't get the link, and then you'll be upset that Duchess gave you Uma's information for you to attend Full Moon. You paid your $18.18, and you never got a link. Why? Because you didn't give her an email. Now, what did she say? What are you doing? How did you prepare? Did you know that we were going to be headed for a pandemic? No, you didn't. But there were things that you may have done last year or in previous years that made sure you were in the right situation when this thing struck. Now, I jotted down some of the things that I did. One of the things that I did without knowing that I would be sitting in the middle of a pandemic was that I moved from my previous apartment. Okay? My previous apartment was had a hallway in a building. I had to go up 7 steps to get into my apartment. This apartment, I have a balcony. I can go outside of my apartment without leaving my apartment, so I can still get sunshine, fresh air, even if it's a thing where I can't step outside my door and be out in the street. I can sit on my balcony. What did I do last year without even realizing that I was going to need preparation for something like this? I retired from UPS last year, April. I retired. Imagine if I had to leave my apartment every single day to go down to a warehouse with hundreds of thousands of boxes, touching these boxes in a dirty warehouse with all the soot and the drivers and everything, and having to interact with all of these people. Imagine that. But I retired last year. And while I didn't plan it at all, you know, and I miss her dearly, my mother, she transitioned and she crossed over into non-physical a week after I retired. And she was here living up in the city of New York. I would be worried beyond comparison, going crazy, worrying about her up there during this pandemic. I was supposed to pay for 1/3 of my trip to Africa back in October, and I decided that that was something that I wanted to wait on. Suppose I had paid for this, my non-refundable third of my African trip. Of course, I would have had to go through a fight to get my money back, but there are so many things. So many things that I did without knowing that I would need to have this during this time. So, what am I doing now that I'm in this? What am I doing for myself? What am I doing for my neighbors? What am I doing for my community? What can I do? There are so many things we can do, and that was one of the activities we had last night on our Zoom Blue Table Talk. We talked about, in small groups, what we could do in our communities, even though we have to shelter in place. Well, my necessary need is going to the food bank. I go to the food bank twice a month, and they give me, oh boy, do they give me a lot, you know. They give me things that I can't refuse, let's put it that way, and I have to bring it all home. Then I have a lot of commodities that I just give to my neighbors. I don't drink regular dairy milk, so I give it to the young man downstairs. I don't eat a lot of sweets, cakes, pies. If they give me a whole bunch, I might give them to a friend of mine who lives in the house with a son-in-law and some grandsons, and I know that they will take care of all those sweets. I may not eat the prepared dairy type, deli type food, so I will give that to the young man that's physically challenged downstairs. I have a Hispanic woman in the community, and when they give me stuff like masa meal, that's cornmeal, big 5-pound bags of this stuff, I will give it to her because I know she can make the tamales and, you know, the tacos and things from scratch. So I do share. I have a friend that lives alone, and I'll call her. This is one of my favorite things to do. I wish I could find more time to do it. But I will call her, and she will get on her computer at home, and I'll get on my computer. And what we'll do is, over the phone, we will discuss, we will go to AARP, and what we'll do is we'll get on a game, the same game, and we'll challenge each other to see who can finish the game first. That's a lot of fun. I mean, we like to play Mahjong, and then we play something called 10x10, and we just have a grand old time doing that. We keep each other company. Go to Zoom AA meetings. I have picked up two additional sponsees. I have one sponsee that has been clean and sober for 4.5 years now. And so I picked up two newbies, one who lives in Canada and the other one who lives in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm doing my best to learn Spanish, and what can I say? I'm letting you know that there are a lot of things that we can do. And since I also know how to balance chakras, and I know how to find people's astrological north node and south nodes and find their life path, I've been giving people my services there. I charge $60 to do all three, and if you just want the chakra balancing, distance balancing, that will be $35, and if you want the astrological north and south nodes and the life path, well, that's $35. So you get a $10 discount if you want me to do all of them, you know, all three for you. And if that's something that you would like to do with Duchess, then get in touch with me at duchessontheair@gmail.com. And you'll be able to send me your date of birth, month, day, year, where you were born, that city and state, and if you have it, it's optional, but if you have it, it would be better if you had the time of your birth. So that's Duchess, D-U-C-H-E-S-S, on T-H-E, Air, A-I-R, @gmail.com. Let me hear from you if you would like to explore those areas of your life. It's a fun thing to do, but it takes a lot of energy on my part. I'm talking about spiritual energy to work through those things for you. Now, let's go on and let's see. We talked about Uma. Oh, no, there's some other things that Uma said that I really enjoyed, because she talks about how the earth was shifting, Gaia. That's the earth's proper name, Gaia. So in and around 2012, Gaia began her shift from 3D to 5D, which gave birth to new paradigms as old paradigms began to crumble. Now, a lot of you feel that we're going backwards, what's going on. Well, Gaia is cleaning things up. And a lot of times, like my dining room table, I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff. And the more I clean up, the more I clean out, the more I collect and dig deep into the process, the worse my apartment is looking. But in the long run, I'll come out with an apartment with less gunk, less junk, and it will serve me and my purposes a whole lot better. So when we see Gaia shifting from 3D to 5D and giving birth to new paradigms as old paradigms begin to crumble, we may see a mass mess out there. But the rebellion started. The rebellion started, you could say, as we, the collective consciousness, began pulling away from what used to be the normal and in, and the, you know, those things that were normal and tolerated. We began pulling away from that. So that's causing a shift and an upheaval all over the face of this earth. Okay? Over the next 8 years, we saw monumental paradigm shifts that brought the downfall of the old and ushered in the new age. Now, this isn't all of them, but these that stood out for Uma also stood out for many of us as well. Let's see if some of these stood out for you. Let's start with 2013. For the first time in nearly 600 years, I know some of you remember this, the Pope resigned from the Vatican. Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio of Argentina would become Pope Francis, the first non-European pontiff of the modern era and the first from Latin America. Okay? Y'all remember that. And I like that. And he made some revolutionary changes when he was in there also. Okay, in 2014, the first legal marijuana, or as some fondly refer to it, pot stores, opened in Colorado, while other states began loosening their laws as well. It was amazing. You know, some people remember that because that's important to them because, you know, it's just important to them. I remember I went to my granddaughter's graduation in Colorado, and it was amazing to see in broad daylight big signs across stores saying cannabis. I mean, they were cannabis stores. I remember walking down the street, and a woman was coming near me, and she kind of, like, wanted to step aside, or we were, like, going from side to side. She's coming towards me. I'm going, because we both wanted to go in our opposite directions, but she thought I was going into the cannabis store because that's where she was going. And I said, well, if I go in there, I probably would never make it to where I'm going, you know. But they're there. It's amazing. Now, in 2015, same-sex marriages were deemed legal by the United States Supreme Court and given equality. In 2016, America eliminated measles and the Ebola virus was finished or completed in Africa. In 2017, now these are things that Uma listed on her website that I pulled off her website to share with you because I really found these fascinating for some, you know. In 2017, the Me Too movement gained momentum during the Harvey Weinstein case. All right. Then we have 2018. Miss America pageant ended their swimsuit competition and women were allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia for the first time in history. Although I'm sure some of them don't drive because I had a friend that went to Saudi Arabia when they had the war, Desert Storm, okay? And she came back and let us know that she saw an accident in the desert, nothing around in this desert, between a car and a camel. The camel was dead. Now, I understand they drive like maniacs in Saudi Arabia, so women not driving was more for their protection than anything else. At least that's what they said. And I'm sure there's a lot of women that say, men can have this deal. In 2019, Greta Thunberg became the face of the New Earth activism as she addressed the United Nations about our climate changes. You know, Greta, highly functioning, I believe, autism. What else? Now we have 2020. We have this COVID-19, and it slows our extremely busy lives down to a halt, having everyone reassess their priorities and their health. Oh, this is just really something that just, you know, pains my heart. I wake up every morning saying, when is this thing going to be over? You know, but then I wake up every morning wondering, you know, how long do we have to put up with some of these political factions going on around us, and praying that I live to see some of these things come to an end. She also mentioned Gen Z. Those are the Generation Z youngsters. They were born during this time as well, from 1995 to 2015. And you can see in their outlook on life the new paradigm imprint. They are, for the most part, quiet, shy kids until they get riled up about something or a cause they believe in. Uma calls them sleeping lions. Okay, I call them the rainbow kids. These are the children that the indigo youngsters grew up and gave birth to. Okay, and their mommies and daddies are indigo. And if they were raised right, these rainbow kids, they're doing what they came here to do. So now we are in 2020. The simulation we have been living in, is coming to a close. August, September, October, November, December, 4 more months. Wow. Oh, yes. There's going to be a big push now to the end of the year as the 5D Gaia energetically balances itself. The dead weight is being sloughed off. New energy is streaming in through light, language, codes, and downloads. And many are receiving them, but some are not. It is both a marvelous and frightening time to be alive. To see the end of days and the birth of a new world is surreal. Uma is sending all of us prayers for well-being and health. Now, you know, I prayed that I would be alive to see what I saw when we had the first African-American president. My mother saw that, but her mother didn't see that. But there were things that her mother saw that her mother's mother never got to see. And there are some of us who are on the face of this earth who were born during this time because we have work to do. So don't give up because, you know, you're sitting there in your home in your apartment and in this pandemic, don't just sit there. There's a lot that you can do. Get online, and if you want me to help you find some things, just send me an email. Some of you are in my bulk email mailing address, my bulk email address list, and you can send me a message through that, you know, and we can work out something, because I'm sure there are a whole lot of things that you can prepare to do. Now, back about 25 years ago, I learned how to drive a tractor trailer truck. You know, I had a CDL Class A truck driver's license. Now, I've been waiting to see what was the purpose in that, because I never drove or found a job doing that, okay? There was a purpose in that. I have yet to see what it is, and that may evolve sooner than later. But there are a lot of things you've done that you can do, or you were preparing yourself to be able to do when the time comes. So, you know, stay calm, stay patient, and keep yourself healthy. Then there is Marcy Kay. Marcy Kay is one of the psychics that I know. And she went on to say to people, firstly, she'd like to apologize for not being in touch the last couple of months. Life is changing so much and so quickly, it's hard to keep schedules status quo. Life may stop in some instances, but spirituality keeps on going. Many events that used to take place are being canceled, which is good for now. We need to learn that we are becoming co-creators and start creating the lives we want to experience now and in the future. We are being helped from higher sources. What we are experiencing now, good or bad, will pass. Life will be different but better. Think positive thoughts. Take care of yourselves and meditate as much as possible to elevate your energies. Marcy Kay continues to work at home, and if you desire an appointment from her, feel free to call her at area code 304-728-0409 or email her, Marcella, MarcellaKay, at hotmail.com. She will enjoy talking to you. May the high energies of the universe keep you safe and happy. P.S. Remember, things are not always what they seem, and nothing happens without a reason. Now, you notice, all your spiritual workers say that, okay? And you have to, there's a message from Rumi. Rumi, author, psychic, spirit guide, spiritual guide, if you are irritated by every rub, how will you be polished? Okay? So these are people who have thoughts to share with you, and I'm sharing their thoughts with you. And like I say, these are just thoughts. Keep an open mind. You do not have to adhere or do any of this stuff. But this is the way some of us are feeling, and I'm sharing with you the positive side of what's going on behind the scenes, because we're doing the meditating, we're doing the praying, we're raising the energy, and we're doing those things that we need to do to affect an assistance to Gaia as Gaia makes this shift. And hopefully we will have enough of us, enough of critical mass to overturn that which is happening underneath or what's being pushed up in an ugly way. We have not reached that critical mass. You know, it's not enough people that believe in the good aspects of this earth. There's not enough of us. So we got to keep on forging forward. Okay, who do I want to share with you next? Oh, Pam Gout. Pam Gout is my girl. She, E squared. This is the E squared lady. In the words of Alice Walker, hard times require furious dancing. So, Pam Gout was saying that yesterday while Zooming with one of her possibility posses, Bonita, and I'm going to call Bonita. I have Bonita Wood's number, and I'm going to call her to find out if this is the Bonita that Pam Gout was talking about, because I know Bonita, if this is the one. So Bonita brought up a party game that's what Pam calls an exercise. And Bonita is playing this right now. It's called Find the Miracle. Every day, instead of simply noting three amazing, remember I tell you, gratitude lists, amazing, awesome things that happen, that gratitude list, well, Bonita is playing this game slightly differently. She is actively looking for miracles. So what's the difference, someone asks? Well, a miracle happens when we change our perception. Something we thought impossible becomes, well, duh, it becomes our new natural way of looking at life. The old life tells us today's going to be just like yesterday. It says we have to follow all these steps and work really hard and hope, just hope, that the other shoe is not going to drop. Once we withdraw those projections, we find, to quote the Course, meaning the Course in Miracles, a beauty that will enchant and never cease to cause wonderment at its perfection. So Pam wants to know who's in. Who wants to join her miracle private investigation team? All it takes is deciding right here, right now, that you're going to open up to the possibility that miracles are as normal as the rising sun. It's a simple matter of what we expect. If you're down to play the miracle party game, simply comment or commit to turning your attention away from what appears to be. Instead, make the intention, have the expectation, that you will be presented with at least one miracle, a big whopping miracle, every single day. Okay, let's do this. Let's get this show on the road, this miracle show. Bam! And last but not least, oh, first let me give you Pam Gout's information. She is the author of 20 books, including E Squared and E Cube. I have both of them. Thank, THANK, and Grow Rich. And her latest book, The Course in Miracles Experiment, a starter kit for rewiring your mind and therefore your world. Okay, and in the words of Yoda, fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. And hate leads to suffering. Thank you, Yoda. And last but not least, my buddy Dino. I haven't seen Dino in a long time. Dino Calabrese. C-A-L-A-B-R-E-S-E. Here's Dino's message for the month. The heat is on. This past month, once again, has proven to be challenging for everyone on the planet, even more so for us in the United States. Every day, people are faced with new and different questions without getting the answers guiding them forward. Everyone seems to have an opinion without a solution. This doesn't make sense since we come into physical existence to learn. So what is this teaching us? It can be frustrating observing those around us who rely on others to give them answers that will result in finding a solution to their problems. Enabling others to make choices for you comes from a place of fear. Fear takes us to a place of not wanting to take responsibility for our own individual happiness. There is no greater virus than fear. I am not suggesting that one should not listen to those who are experts on a situation. It is wise to listen and learn from those that have the credentials and knowledge on a particular subject. Take their place, take their advice, and be part of the solution, not the problem. This does not take away the clarity of your desire. It is just a way of co-creating with others in harmony. When a group joins together in thought, they vibrate a frequency that creates a chain of energy manifesting that intention. This should not take away from your own individual happiness. It is just another step in moving forward to be free of any negative roadblocks on your way. You do not have to give up your individual passions and desires when life redirects your path. You need to embrace the change and adjust your focus in a new direction. The truth of you cannot be taken away unless you allow it to be so. You can always modify your thoughts of what you desire to say on the path, to stay on the path you choose. We can work with others to heal the world without changing who we are and what we have chosen to be, our individual goals. By trusting and believing in ourselves, we are allowing divine source to travel with us on our journey, on our great adventure. It's our choice. This connection guides us to where and what is our true authenticity. Sending love, energy daily to all those around us continues a flow of intention and becomes more beneficial and productive. Please be aware and compassionate, knowing that many are experiencing and reacting to the changes around them. Understand that everyone is feeling a combination of confusion, pain, and loss. We can participate in many ways to make our country healthy and whole without sacrificing who and what we desire for ourselves. Hear what others are saying and be grateful to those who want to share their expertise and knowledge in making things better. You don't have to know everything, but learn to embrace those that want to share the gifts they have. Nurture yourself so you will know how to nurture others. When it seems that there is no hope, have hope. When you think those around you are not living up to their potential, you live up to your potential. When you can't see a light at the end of the tunnel, buy a flashlight. Yes, the heat is on, so let's take care of each other and our planet. We are all in it to win it. Please stay safe and wear a mask. Enjoy Dino. He's such a great guy. I love that guy. And in the words of John Lennon, there are two basic motivating forces, fear and love. When we are afraid, we pull back from life. When we are in love, we open to all that life has to offer with passion, excitement, and acceptance. We need to learn to love ourselves first. In all our glory and our imperfections, if we cannot love ourselves, we cannot fully open to our ability to love others or our potential to create. Evolution, all hopes for a better world rest in the fearlessness and open-hearted vision of people who embrace life. Well, we're coming to the close of our show today. So good sharing those words of wisdom from those people that I admire to a great degree. Oh, I needed that. A little something to drink. Now, as far as things go, once again, I'm going to let you know that I would love to experience working with individuals, finding out what their life path number is, their numerological number, and their astrological, north node, south node. And if at all you feel a little wonky, you can give me permission to do some energy work, distance work on your chakras. We both will find it fascinating. I know you will, because I find it fascinating every time I do it. Finding out your north node in astrology, the north node, it definitely represents our area of growth and the life lessons we're integrating. Okay? It is always a combination of our north node from birth. Okay? Your north node is what you're integrating, those lessons integrating. And the south node, which is opposite, is the seat of your comfort zone. It's the area you live in up until, like, say, about, you know, age 30, and around this south node, you're so comfortable in it that it's preventing you from integrating the lessons you have been put here to grow and learn in, and that would be your north node. So it's good to know what your north node is. And then when you know your south node, you know how your south node, what you're comfortable in, that's what you need to release, south node, so that you can embrace north node. And then there's your life path. Some of you can do that on your own. You need your birth date, month, day, year, and that's how you find your life path number. And if you desire for me to work with you on that and balance out your chakras or check your chakras out to see what's going on, and if you have any wonky chakras going on, you know, there's seven of them, starting with the root on up to the crown. Get in touch with me. This is Duchess at Duchess, DUCHESSONTHEAIR at gmail.com. And like I said, to do all three, $60. If you want to separate them out and just do the astrological north node and south node and life path, $35. If you just want me to balance out the chakras, check those out and see what's going on there, then that would be $35. But if you want me to do it all total, all of them, and present them to you, that's $60. Okay? So you have a blessed evening. Oh, it's been just so wonderful. Had a good time, a real good time. And so it's about time for me to close. Stay blessed. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And please wear your mask, okay? If Duchess has to wear hers, then you would really want to wear yours. So I'll be here in 2 weeks, and you'll be able to be here along with me. Okay, night night. Loving everybody. Love you good.